It is 5 minutes into the hour of 4 o'clock. A very good afternoon to you and welcome to the crossover on your number one talk radio station right here on Eagle FM. That is with me, Abigail, from this hour until the hour of 6 this afternoon. Before I get right into the crossover, let me just thank Tate Nalovanda for keeping you guys company. That is from the hour of 1 right up until this hour where I do take over and be with you guys until the time where I hand you guys over into Hende's hands. That is on the Eagle Sport Zone from the hour of 6 to the hour of 8 tonight. So I hope wherever you are, wherever you're tuned from, you are having a great Sunday afternoon. It is a lovely Sunday. Yeah. It is the 13th of July, 2025. One thing about 2025, it's really not playing around. It's flying. It's make sure. It really wants to go. I don't know what we did to 2025, but it's not here to stay. It just wants to go. I guess we should all be ready for 2026 so far, because this year is definitely running. It does not want to be here for long. So as usual, today we have a lovely guest, definitely a very familiar voice, a very familiar name as well. He's been here on the crossover, so this is going to be the third time. Yes. So he is no more a stranger to all of us. So he will be joining us today in the conversation. And before we get to that, let me just market ourselves. We are a business. And one thing that I usually emphasize is the fact that that is the way I get paid, right? We sell services, you guys buy, and I get paid. Alas, I cannot be on air and keep you guys company. So I will start off with our outside broadcasting van that you can hire if you have an event or a meeting or anything that you'd like to be live streamed. That is right here on radio as well as on our social media platforms. Do not hesitate to contact our marketing team for that particular service. And there is a team that is ready available, and they will come to you wherever you are. That is our outside broadcasting van, and I like to call it the studio on the wheel. And then I move to our e-paper. If you are not yet subscribed, I don't know what you are waiting for, because it is a very informative paper that you get free of charge 3 times in the week. That is on Mondays, on Wednesdays, as well as on Fridays. So if you are not yet subscribed, please do so, because it's on zero balance. Yes, we don't charge you for anything to subscribe to our e-paper, and you receive it free of charge on the days that I mentioned, which are Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it is our e-paper, which provides summaries of business as well as economic news and policy development in the country. It is called The Villager. I'm sure a lot of you have seen it around and probably wondering, how do I get this paper? Well, it is simple. All you need to do is save this number, which is 081-200-4144. That is the number you save on your smart device. And after that, you can save it The Villager, so it's easy for you to remember in a case you don't subscribe in that moment. So save it The Villager, and after that, you send a WhatsApp message. Yes, not a text message, a WhatsApp message. And after that, you will get a response that is going to notify you that you have been subscribed. And then you start to enjoy a free copy on Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. And also our complimentary apps, such as the Imba app. Well, I always tell you guys that we live in a very technological era, so we cannot be going to church carrying a hymn book. No. Well, the Imba app has different hymns under it, so you can find it on your app store. If you are an Android user, you can get it on Play Store. And if you are an iOS user, you can get it on App Store. It's under Omalighty Technologies. And also our Eagle FM app, very convenient, where you can listen to us live on air as well as catch podcast in a case where you have missed any show. For example, I am on air right now and you can't listen to me. Well, you can just go to your podcast tomorrow and you will be able to listen to today's crossover. So this offers opportunities for businesses to increase their products as well as the services visibility across different consumers. And also our social media remains the most active in the country, and that is definitely something we are not going to debate about. If you don't agree, that is your problem. So this provides an opportunity for those who want to enhance their product or brand visibility. So in a nutshell, that is us, Eagle Media House. So please buy any of these services so that I can continue to get paid. Thank you. It is now 11 past the hour of 4 o'clock. Allow me to play you the welcoming song for today. And on the other side, we will get into today's conversation. What is it we are talking about on this beautiful Sunday afternoon with our guest? I'm not going to give him away. Yes, it is a him. Mm-hmm. But I will not say who he is. I will give him the lovely opportunity to just remind you guys. It is going to be a reminder because he's no more a stranger here. He's now part of us. Part of the crossover family. Yes. Here is Joe with Better Days. I will see you. That is on the other side. Do not go anywhere and do not change the dial.
Ooh, child, this song right here. Things are gonna get easier. Goes out to all my little sisters that's caught in the struggle. Child, of being a young mother. Right. I love for you. Keep your head up. Started acting much older. Her mother couldn't control her. Losing direction, started sexing. No protection. Now she's expecting a life she wasn't ready for. She's feeling rejected. Oh, angels on shore.
Sunshine, give up, be better day. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
It is now 18 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock, and if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover right here on your number one and only talk radio station in Namibia. That is Eagle FM. And today on The Crossover, we are going to talk about something very crucial. Well, we all know that this is the only show, right, where we look into topics that shape our lives every Sundays when we start off a new week. So it is a Sunday, and that's definitely what we are going to do. So today we are going to talk about embracing your talents and building life skills for a fulfilling future. That is the topic for today. Embracing your talents and building life skills for a fulfilling future. Our society often emphasizes formal education as the primary path to success. But what if we also focused on enhancing and investing in our innate gifts and talents? Well, this is why we are going to have this topic today. So we look into how discovering and embracing your natural talents combined with essential life skills like communication, resilience, time management, as well as self-confidence can unlock significant personal growth, career success, as well as mental well-being. That is what we are getting right into this lovely afternoon. So I will start off that is with explaining to you guys the difference between skills versus talent. What is a skill? What is a talent? As well as the difference between the two before we get to engage with our guest for today. So I will start off with a skill. A skill is the ability to do something well and often acquired through training, practice, experience. It represents a developed aptitude of proficiency in a particular task of activity. So here are a few aspects of what defines a skill. So the first one is that it is learned or it is developed. While some innate abilities might provide a foundation, most skills are not something you are simply born with. They are cultivated through deliberate effort, systematic learning, and repeated practice. Another aspect of a skill is proficiency and effectiveness. While a skill, English and the mic, they don't mix, guys. So another aspect is proficiency and effectiveness. A skill implies a level of competency. While it's not just about being able to do something, but being able to do it effectively, efficiently, and with some determined results. Yes. And another aspect is that it requires application of knowledge. So skills often involve applying knowledge. For example, knowing the theory of programming, which is knowledge, is different from being able to write a functional code, which is a skill. So in a nutshell, a skill is a practical mastery that allows an individual to perform tasks capably and achieve desired outcomes. Now let's look at what a talent is. So a talent is generally understood as a natural, innate ability or aptitude that a person is born with. It's often described as a gift or a natural flair for something, suggesting that it comes more easily or spontaneously than a learned skill. So a talent is an innate or a natural. The core distinction of a talent is its inherent quality. While skills are acquired through deliberate effort, talents are present from birth or they develop very early in life. Someone with a musical talent, for instance, might naturally have a good ear for pitch or rhythm, even more formal training. So a talent often manifests as a greater potential or an easier learning curve in a particular area. A talented individual might grasp concepts quicker, excel with less effort, or show exceptional proficiency without extensive instruction compared to someone without that natural aptitude. So talents can range from broad inclinations like general creativity or excellent communication to very specific aptitudes like perfect pitch in music, exceptional hand-eye coordination for sports, or a natural ability to understand complex mathematical concepts. So because it comes naturally, engaging in activities related to one's talent is often inherently enjoyable and fulfilling, which leads to a greater inclination to pursue and develop it further. So now we are going to look at the difference between talent versus skill. So while often used interchangeably in casual conversation, there is a crucial distinction between talent and skill. So with talent, this means that it's something that is natural. It's an innate ability. And with the skill, you have to nurture it. So it's a learned ability through practice. So initially we go to college, we go to vocationals, we go to universities to acquire skills. You cannot go to university, you cannot go to a vocational or college, you know, to go nurture your talent. So someone can be highly skilled at something without having a strong natural talent for it, by putting in immense effort and deliberate practice. So conversely, a person with talent still needs to develop and hone it through practice to turn that potential into a high level of skill or mastery. So a talent might give you a head start, but dedication and hard work are still essential for achieving excellence. So what is the difference between the two? The fundamental difference between a skill and a talent lies in their origin and how they are acquired. So with talent, a talent is an inherent natural aptitude or ability that a person is born with, and it's often referred to as a gift or as a natural flair. So you don't learn a talent in the same way you learn a skill. It's something you inherently possess, even if it needs to be discovered and nurtured. So individuals with a natural talent for something often find it easier to grasp related concepts and develop proficiency in that area. So they might learn faster or perform with less apparent effort, right? And with a skill is an ability acquired through deliberate practice. It can be training, can be education, or experience. So you learn and you develop a skill over time through consistent effort, instruction, as well as repetition. So while talent might provide a head start, well, skills always require effort, dedication, and often overcoming challenges to master. So that is the difference between a skill and a talent, right? So with a skill, you have to go out there, you have to go learn, you have to practice, and also with practice, that means you can become skilled in that particular skill. Whereas with talent, it is something that you are born with. It is something that others call a gift and others call it a natural flair. But it is also something that you could try to nurture so you can excel at it. Right? So if you are a natural runner, you are gifted with speed, that does not mean that you do not have to train or exercise so that you can become a champion in running. It is now 27 past the hour of 4 o'clock. We will go for a musical break, and when we return, we will be returning with our guest, where we will get right into the conversation for today. So don't go away. I will see you. That is on the other side. Here is Sounds of Mary J. Blige, Be Without You.
She's the one. Oh, put your hands up. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
It is now 27 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Welcome back. And if you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover. That is with me, Abigail, until the hour of 6 o'clock. And of course, this is the time where I welcome our guest for today and give him the platform to introduce himself, as well as say hi to you guys and maybe send a shout out to the lovers. It's a Sunday today. And you know what they say about Sundays, you know, apparently Sundays are for lovers. We don't know how true that is, but yeah. Let me just give this opportunity over to you so you can introduce yourself to the listeners as well as greet them.
Oh, thank you, Abigail. It's a pleasure to be here. Good afternoon, beautiful people of Namibia. My name is Menashe Chabayanzara, and like Abigail said, we have met before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am an author of 2 published books, and I'm also a motivational speaker, or I rather like the word inspirational speaker, because I really like to inspire people, and yeah, that's me in a few words. Yes.
Well, welcome. You are not a stranger. I think you are now part of the family. Yes. So, we welcome you to the show. You made time, even though you are fluish and, you have a cough, but you were like, this is not going to stop me. I am going to engage with the listeners on the crossover today. So we really appreciate, you making the time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. So can you start by telling us, a bit about your journey and, what led you to explore the connection between natural talents and, life skills?
I like to answer the first part, what made me get the connection between, talent and life skills. You know, there was this day that I was just, sitting, some time back. I think that's the inspiration for my first book, actually. I was thinking like, okay, if you go to the United States of America or those European countries, footballers have a lot of money, Abigail. Have you ever wondered
that? They do.
Have you ever wondered about that?
They really do.
They do have a lot of money. If you look at the money that they'll be saying, this one is sold. Generally in sports, there is a lot of money. Just in a brief example of one talent that is embraced by people. Then we look at us, the educated people. Then you try to balance the connection. What's going on? Why is there a very big gap in educated people and in people investing their talent? Like the gap in success is very big. So isn't that concerning? Isn't that something that we should sit down and
really look into it?
And look into it, like what's happening, all right? So my journey, basically, I have been inspiring young people. I'm also young people, but fellow youth. On different topics in terms of life, due to personal experience sometimes, so you get to understand things quite better. So I came to a realization that there is a common misconception in our society that education is the key to life.
Mm-hmm.
The word key means it's the only way for you to get a life, which is very wrong. And because of this syndrome that is in our society, we have it has resulted in us bringing a society whereby people only focus on investing in education, and then they forget that they have inbuilt talents that can also bring them a very meaningful fortune if it is well nurtured and well invested in. So that is the pinnacle point of this discussion today.
So our topic today suggests that success isn't just about formal education, as you have mentioned. What's one common misconception people have about finding their path to a fulfilling future?
Let's put this into calculation. You go to university, you go for 4 years, right? If we add up primary education, 7 years, plus high school education, how many years are those? Seven plus
it's
six.
Five. Is it six? Five.
We have 5 years.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's
12
five.
Years already for primary and high school only. Mm-hmm. 12 years plus 4 years of university. Generally, but some are doing six-year degrees, like medical people.
Yes.
So let's just say 4 years. So we're at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. You have spent 16 years learning.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, if we take someone who is, I'm inspired. I'm a person who really watch soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm inspired by people and how they take their time in investing their talent. There's a very prominent soccer player for those people who are well-versed into soccer. He plays for Barcelona.
Laminia. Is it the one we call the GOAT? It's not the GOAT.
These days, everybody is a GOAT. Everybody is a GOAT. As long as you feel like you are a GOAT, you can just wake up calling yourself a GOAT.
I'm the GOAT.
Yes. And so this young man, he's 17. He's recently turned 18, this week.
Okay.
Lamine Yamal. Mm-hmm. But he's a multimillionaire at 18 years.
Oh, wow.
He's someone who understood from the very childhood era that I can play soccer. And the parents took a time to what? To dedicate in investing in that talent.
Mm-hmm.
And now at 18, he's already a millionaire. But if it was me, in this current society, our African society, because this is happening in the whole of African society mostly, by that time I would be in SED learning AEO, ABCD, EFG until Z. It's important. We need that basic knowledge. But that not everybody is equally competent in what? In education.
Yeah.
There are some people who you can see that this child, education is really not something they are good at.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can we do? Instead of forcing it like maybe they failed high school, let's try a course. Why don't we try to look into their inbuilt gifts and say, okay, this person can sing. What can we do about that singing?
And now I have a follow-up question for you. Do you think our parents or our guardians, they are failing us into, in a sense that they are not helping us identifying our talents so that they can help us nurture those talents at a very young age? Do you think they are failing us?
The word failing us, it might be not be their fault because times have changed. During the era, mostly our people who are now in the 60s to 70s, 80s, when they grew, education was the pinnacle point of everything.
Mm.
So to get a degree, you were guaranteed you were going to get a job. But these days you need a master's.
Mm-hmm.
After a master's, they might even say we want PhD.
PhD.
So the times have changed. For them, they are still assuming that the era in which they grew, things are still the same. Mm-hmm. Most of them. They still think things are still what? The same. So it's a generation, generations and generations that have been built on one philosophy, which is what? Everybody must go to school and everybody must be educated. And unless you are educated, you can't have cash. You can't make a fortune for yourself. So to a lesser extent, we can say it's a syndrome. It's running in everyone's DNA to think that way. But to a high extent, we can also say, yeah, somehow they are also not given that opportunity for their children to try to discover what is my child good at. Because one thing I can guarantee you is that everybody has a talent.
That was my next question to you. Like, do you believe in the saying that everybody has a talent?
Everybody is a talent.
Because Munashe, I, Abigail, sitting here, I can tell you that I don't think I know my talent, to be honest. And it is something that I have, you know, put out there, even right here on air. I've said it before that I'm one of the people who can, you know, loudly say that I don't think I have a talent.
Okay.
If I have one, I haven't discovered it.
I think it comes back to the definition of what talent is. What would you say is a talent? There was a definition you read.
Yeah.
You said inborn.
Yes, it's a natural flair.
Mm-hmm. It's natural. And some things that are natural, like when we were toddlers,
mm-hmm.
how did you know that your legs are used to walk? Are used for walking?
Maybe because you saw other toddlers walking, right? So then you're like, okay, I can also use these two things to walk like them.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we were forced. Your parents would leave you there. Then they put something you like in front of you. They say, come
get
towards
it.
Get it. And you are going to know that I'm going to crawl until you start what? To walking upright.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I saying this? Things that are... We are born in a world where we don't know anything about mm-hmm. ourselves.
Yeah.
We get to know things about ourselves due to the people who we interact with on a daily basis. They help us to what? To discover ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when you hear someone saying, I don't know my talent, it's probably because they grew up in a setup where talent people didn't really see that this person has a talent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because when someone tells you are a very good singer, you start to think twice and say, oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. And this is where my question came in to ask, okay, I don't know my talent.
Mm-hmm.
Would we say that my parents failed me in not trying to assist me to, you know, discover my talent?
All right. The first thing that I would ask for you to try to answer, if you have a talent or you don't have,
mm-hmm.
what do you like doing in your free time?
Arranging things, cleaning and arranging things. I'm very good at it.
Can we call it a talent?
I don't know. I don't know if we can.
It comes back to the definition. Was the definition of a talent that many people have?
Yeah.
Is something that is overexposed, like playing soccer, mm-hmm. singing, doing modeling.
Yeah.
We are now ignoring these very small things that we are good at. Somebody can make money out of cleaning.
Yes.
You know?
Or arranging. How do they call it in English?
Somebody can do a lot of money decorating.
Something designing.
Things. Designing. People are going to school for that. But someone can just naturally do it. I often say that... I usually do graphics designing,
mm-hmm.
but it's not something that I went to school for.
Is it?
It's something that I want.
I see we have a caller and it's very early.
All right.
Let me just give them a chance.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
How are you?
That's fine. We are looking at Eagle FM, Krofondin. We are suffering. We want a radio in Krofondin.
Oh, you don't have an application?
No, we don't have. We just get it to Eagle FM when we go off the Haifa. If there's no Haifa, you will never get info unless you go to Lambrand or Tumen. We're from then, almost 7 months or 8 months without getting Eagle FM.
Is it? They are still working on the frequency, ne? So at the moment, you can only listen at the app until they resolve the frequency.
If I go for the app, if I don't have, if I can listen to the, I can listen to Eagle FM.
No. You can't listen if you don't have an internet connection.
Oh, it means I have to go for internet?
Yes.
Oh, how can I go for the MD? So how they get, then I say I'm looking for internet connected.
Sorry?
If I go to the MTC, they connected for me the internet. How make it? Because I want to like Inger FM. From 2023 and 2022, we were using Inger FM. Since now from 24 until now. So November 24 up to now, we never get any more Inger FM in Profontein.
I hear you and I understand you, sir.
Mm.
But at the moment, like I said to you, they are working on the frequency, and that's the only thing I can say to you.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, we are suffering, man.
No, don't worry. It will get resolved. Don't worry.
You learn a lot of this information from Eagle FM. If you don't know, you'll get information. It's a good radio, but now we are suffering.
I honestly understand you.
Mm?
I honestly understand you.
Oh, please try to improve on the Eagle microphone thing.
Yeah, no, I will definitely speak to the management for this.
Yeah, we are suffering, man.
Yeah.
Since September last year up to now, no Iger FM here.
No, I hear you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it's okay. We move. We continue. But for anybody out there who is listening or you are thinking of calling and asking about the frequencies, I just have one answer for you. They are working on the frequency, guys. And, you know, we are all just waiting and hoping that it gets resolved soonest, to be honest. It needs to get resolved soonest at this point. But, yeah, we continue. It is now 11 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. Okay, so you were saying something and then you were cut short. You may continue.
I remember the question was, how do I discover that I have a talent?
Yes.
And I was saying that, what do you enjoy doing? Things that you enjoy doing in your free time can be a talent.
How about just lying in bed and watching TV? I honestly enjoy doing that.
Now, I think the misconception is coming back to the definition. The definition is a bit too oversimplified. Because, yes, it's a hobby. I would rather say it's a hobby. Laying down and watching TV. And we can say that that is a hobby. But a talent is something that you can nature. You cannot nature sleeping. Sleeping is something that you just do.
Yeah.
But a talent is something that you have the ability to what? To nurture and to grow.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like about talent, which I always compare it to education. You can be the smartest person in your class. You're at UNAM, you're at NAST, IUM, whichever university it is. You can be the smartest person. But in the world, you always have to remember that there are 30 more billion people who are smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
But with a talent is specific, it's unique. Have you ever wondered the way Michael Jackson used to dance?
Mm.
Have you ever seen anyone else who danced the same way as he did?
No. They have tried to imitate him.
They have tried.
Nothing.
But no one came close.
Yeah.
All right? Why is that? Michael Jordan played basketball, but there have been so many generations of basketball players that have come. We have good singers like Whitney Houston, who had the best voice in the world. Okay, but there is no one who can really sing like her, to be specific. So that's one thing about a talent. It's something that is specific to you. When you nature it, it's you and you alone. You are the only one in the world who has that what? Has that capacity to do something in the way you do it. You see?
Yeah.
So, yeah, talent, it's a thing of you need people close to you to help you what? Discover it to say, okay, we see you often. You like playing in the kitchen.
Yeah,
you like playing, you like cooking, you like experimenting a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We see you, you like singing in the shower. We see you, you like doing this. Then if someone gives you a hint about something you are good at, you start to really think deep about it and say, okay, could this be a talent for me? Or what?
Yeah. Maybe I am yet to discover that.
Yes.
Or maybe I also haven't been so invested in trying to, you know, discover what is my talent,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
Yes.
But yeah, either way, it's fine. Life goes on.
Yes.
So in your opinion, why is it so crucial for individuals to not only identify their talents, but also actively cultivate them? Like we have heard, mm-hmm. talent is there. Mm-hmm. You are born with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you need to cultivate it.
Yes.
So it becomes better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have to. I can still go back to the old example I gave you when we were calculating how many years it takes someone to finish school.
Yeah.
And if you put that effort, those years in training yourself, in nurturing your talent, in investing in it, you would be somewhere in 2 or 3 years.
Very fast.
Because this is something that is you're not struggling with. You see, it's there within you. All it needs to be done is to be exercised and to be what? To be established and to be revealed to the world to see.
Mm-hmm.
But for education is very important. We are not saying it's not something that is important. It is important. But we must not also sideline the what? The inborn gifts that our children or us ourselves have that we can use what? We can nature and make a name out of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to nurture it. And if you come to think of it, the amount of money you might need to nurture a talent is less compared to the amount of money you might need to invest
in education.
Thousands and millions of dollars are used from someone to learn from primary school all the way to university.
It's a lot of money.
Not mentioning PhD. It's a lot of money.
Mm.
Thousands and millions of dollars are lost. But if you put some portion in nurturing your talent, by the time you are in your 20s, even before your 20s, you will be somewhere. You will be a game changer.
Mm.
So it's very important to emphasize on that issue of investing in our talents and trying to discover ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the next point is what we were talking about. People like me,
okay.
I'm sure I'm not the only one out there who have not yet discovered their talent. So how can someone who feels undiscovered begin to identify their unique gifts or talents, especially if they've always focused on traditional academic or career path, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. How?
Sometimes, you know, the word, I like the word you used to say, discover yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do people discover themselves? In whether you want to discover which course you want to do,
yeah,
or what you want to do with your year, it's January, you want year resolutions. How do you discover yourself? Meditation. You see, you mm-hmm. meditate, just have that quiet time. Do you know that our mind thinks more productively
mm-hmm.
when we are in a calm environment?
Yes,
that's when you start to have answers to things that you don't have answers to. When you are having a busy life, you won't have time to put your mind into yourself and see and look and project yourself and see, okay, this is me. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
What am I? So before you even try to understand the talent that you have, you need a time to self meditate upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Look at yourself. What have you done to reach where you are?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can now start to ask yourself, okay, me, I'm always liking music too much. I listen to music, I sing in the shower, melodically, in the church, I'm there, I enjoy the praise time. You know, it's those small things. There's something hidden in that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's not about liking. Me, I like soccer, but it doesn't mean I'm a good football player.
Is it?
Is it? So, but one thing I realized about myself is that most of the things that I got to understand, I had to meditate upon myself and say, okay, can I try this?
Mm-hmm.
And some things are tried by trial and error. You see, you try this, and if it's working according to your way, you know, this is my path. You try next. If it's working, then you know, this is my path.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, I never went to graphic designing school. This is something that I always tell people.
Mm-hmm.
We had a company for magazines that we used to do. I used to design those magazines. But I'm someone who never really went to any university
or school
to do that.
Mm.
It's something that I was like, okay, let me play around with my laptop. Then over and over again, I started to notice, no, I'm really good at this.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't I make money out of it? Mm-hmm. Then we said, oh, let's do a magazine, guys. Let's we can utilize our talents and what? And make money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So I also enjoy music. There was a time I used to tell myself, although the voice is no longer there because of a busy life schedule, but at some point I was there singing, recording music.
Okay.
How did I get to know that this, I'm good at it, mm-hmm. or even speaking to be called an inspirational speaker today? How did I discover it? It's not something that you just wake up and you start to see yourself on the big stage. Mm-hmm. You meditate and you say, okay, I meditated. I think I like this. Can I try it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the like that I have for it can grow something within me that I have not known. Then you try, then you find out that, oh, I'm actually good at this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the way that I was saying that as a toddler, starts to what? To practice to walk. They mm-hmm. don't know that the legs are used for walking. They don't know. But with exposure and practice and just trying to discover themselves, they start to see that, oh, so these two pairs of legs, if I move one after the other, I find myself at another destination.
And have you seen how they become out of control?
Exactly.
When they master it.
When they master it, they are all over the place. So that's the simple basic principles of life we are now applying. That mm-hmm. for everything, for you to discover something, it's just a self-meditation thing. Then you do a trial and error and you see if you are doing something out of it mm-hmm. or you are not. We start with the things that you like the most, of course.
Yeah, and you actually reminded me something that I discovered about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to Windhoek end of 2019.
Okay.
To come study.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the first time ever where I had to live alone, all okay. alone. Now this is from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled a lot. You know, just living with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to discover that, you know what? You are actually enough.
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy your own company. You don't have to now spend taxi money mm-hmm. to go and spend time with yeah. anybody.
Yeah.
Or now take money you had no intentions on spending just mm-hmm. to go hang out with somebody at the mall or something.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually be able to enjoy your own company. You know, you can watch, you can keep yourself busy, do things.
Exactly.
And that led to me discovering that I am enough
mm-hmm.
and I can actually enjoy my own company.
Mm-hmm.
And hence, I actually agree with you on that part of that. Sometimes discovering yourself, you just need to meditate about it and exactly. then try.
Mm-hmm.
And then I actually just tried, you know, and I'd get invites like, oh, we are going to the mall. Are you tagging along? Then I'd be like, no, not this time around, probably next time. So now I had to start also learning to say no
mm-hmm.
to things that I felt like I did not want to engage into.
Exactly.
You know.
And you couldn't have done that if you're not exposed to that current situation you were in. So it's always good we come back again to expose yourself to trying things out.
Yes,
because you never know what you're good at and what you are not good at until mm-hmm. you try.
Definitely. Yes. I really agree with you. Mm-hmm. We will now go on the next point, and after this point we'll take a musical break, you know, just to rest your throat.
Yeah, sure.
Can you share a personal story or an example of somebody you've worked with initially?
Mm-hmm.
Who initially overlooked a significant talent only to find it later became a key to their success. Do you have such a story for us, such an example?
I have a very close friend of mine. She's in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
When I met her, she was doing music. And that was some time back when, in 2020, it's like 5 years ago, that's when we became friends. That time she was doing it as a part-time thing, just singing in church, and then maybe one or two she goes in, but she didn't really invest in pushing the records to the radios and to everywhere and things like that. But she's a very beautiful voice. Then those days, that's when I had also discovered that I can inspire people, I can talk, and someone can listen and click something in their head. We were interacting and I was talking about the same topic we are talking about today. And I was telling her, look, her name is Mandy. That's her stage name now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Mandy, do you know that there's something unique about talent? she's not as educated as other people would think, but she's now a celebrity.
Wow.
That's the uniqueness about it. Mm. Then she pushed, she pushed, she pushed. Then all of a sudden, one day she had a hit track which got 1 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
But it's someone who, if they didn't try, like we are coming back to the point of at least try. If they didn't try, they wouldn't have realized that, no, this talent they have in them can take them far.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's singing with very prominent artists, very big names. But just because she didn't give up, she kept on what? Investing in her talent. And all of a sudden, just one song changed her way, her life. And up until now, she's now a celebrity. This is just someone who I've seen at a closer proximity. But examples are endless. We have, like I was talking about, the superstar Lamine Yamal. 18 years, but he's a millionaire, multi-millionaire, and they are continually investing in their talent.
Yeah, there's also one here in Namibia.
Yeah,
I didn't know she's actually a doctor.
Okay,
and is she a rapper or she's a singer?
I know it's
Lioness.
Yes. I once had an interview with the, you know, her magazine.
Is that?
Yeah, I was really inspired by a story. It was for someone like a medical doctor.
Yes.
And given the scenario of the busy schedule doctors have, but she's always booked on a show.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
And I can guarantee you, we don't know her financial, but I think she's getting a lot more from the talent
than the surgery.
And when you see her on the stage, you can't really think she's a doctor because she's enjoying. It's in her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's an inbuilt talent that she's nurturing. She's giving to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And even the most important thing is that her talent is the one that puts her on the map compared to the skilled surgeon.
Exactly.
Because there are so many doctors out there, but there is only one person who's unique, who sing like him, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're saying that a talent is unique.
Yeah, I was so shocked when I actually discovered that she is a medical doctor. I was like, what do you mean? This girl is a singer, and she's a great singer.
She's a very excellent
singer. Yeah, no, she's really good. It is now 5 minutes after the hour of five, so we still have more time with Munashe right here on The Crossover. We are going to go for a musical break. We will come continue on the other side. So sounds of Michael Jackson as well as Whitney Houston will play through. And we will see you. That is on the other side. Do not go away. And of course, do not change the dial.
Your love is magical. That's how I feel. But I have not the words here to explain. Gone is the grace for expressions of passion. But there are worlds and worlds of ways to explain. To tell you how I feel. But I am speechless. Speechless, that's how you make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. When I'm with you, I'm lost for words. I don't know what to say. My head's spinning like a carousel. So silently I pray. Helpless and hopeless. That's how I feel inside. Nothing's real, but all is possible if God is on my side. When I'm with you, I'm in the light. When I cannot be found, is that the one I'm standing in? The place called hollow ground. Speechless. You make me feel. Though I'm with you, I am far away, and nothing is for real. I
presence, I am lost for words, words like I love you.
Much further, I don't wanna have to go.
Well, sounds of Whitney Houston on this one titled I Have Nothing, Nothing, Nothing. I don't have that voice. So, If I Don't Have You. And before this one, well, Michael Jackson also came through with Speechless. Well, good afternoon to you and welcome. If you just tuned in, you are listening to The Crossover that is with Abigail as well as Munashe until the hour of six, where we will be leaving you guys in Hende's hands. That is on Eagle Spot Zone from 6 until 8 o'clock tonight. And we continue with the conversation. Munashe, how is the throat?
I had to drink. It's that time of the year. Everyone is just having either a cough,
something,
flu.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it's better. It's better.
I really appreciate you coming in. You know, in spite of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So here is our next point of, discussion. So sometimes embracing a talent means stepping outside of our comfort zone. What advice do you have for listeners who might feel hesitant or even a bit embarrassed about pursuing a non-traditional talent?
Okay. Let's say you ask for advice, right?
Mm-hmm.
A point of view. Let's say, I think the first thing that we need to correct is our education system. Although the current education does emphasize on enhancing, curricular activities, which is very good and it's very appreciated. But I think there's a limitation to what they actually, advocate for.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time they advocate for things that are familiar to everyone. And the small bits of talent,
mm-hmm.
these small ones. Have you ever heard of any school that does a cooking competition?
No.
You've never, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, those small things like that. Like we were talking about designing. Have you ever had any school that has a curricular activity towards designing?
Mm-mm.
No. So these small ones must also be integrated into our what? Into our education system.
Mm-hmm.
So that when things are formalized in the formal educational setup, it becomes easier for everyone to jump in.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I like the thing that is done in China, whereby they actually put more emphasis in trying to discover what a child is good at, what they like doing, actually, at a very young age. We are talking about ages like maybe they are 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years there.
Mm-hmm.
They have that program whereby they actually scout kids to see, okay, this one, according to his or her development chart, they seem like to love a lot of numbers. They seem like to be well entertained by playing soccer. They seemed to be well entertained by singing. They like cooking. Then they already start to shape the child in the direction of where they want. They have discovered that this child is good at this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of exposing the child to unnecessary information, like you want to be a lawyer, but why are you doing physics when you want to be a lawyer?
Yeah.
Why are you doing chemistry when you want to be a lawyer? Why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. Why can't we just from the very young age already shape the child in the direction that we see, okay, this child like at activities. So the subject that we're going to select for the child at school, let it be based on that side of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is something that fascinates them. You see? I'm on a part-time basis. I like to do tutorials with certain students. There's one syndrome which I've seen in many students these
mm-hmm.
days: the science subject syndrome. Everyone wants to do sciences.
Really?
Everybody wants to do sciences. If you look even the statistics of children who register for science subjects, it's mm-hmm. very high. It's very high. But then you discover in my interaction with them, like, okay, why are you choosing this field?
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing this field because my parents want me to be like this, like this, like this. There's a social syndrome of everybody. They want the praise that comes when we say, I'm doing sciences and I'm doing this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we try to make the society more comfortable for everyone to be proud in whatever they are good at, then we have what? We have actually managed to give people now a chance to have the freedom to freely express what they are good at.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main point of correction that we need. And of course, at our homestands, the parents must also take time to look into the issue of talents.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody's, definitely. Yes, it's everyone's duty. The church, the home, the school, to have time and do those talent shows, you know, scouting and seeing, okay, we are doing a talent. There was a talent where there was a show back in time when I entered. One of the talents was to play chess. So there were people who came and who were competing on a chess. Mm-hmm. It's a sport on its own. It's a sport on its own. It's a recreational sport. So we must be in a position whereby we allow equal opportunity for someone who's good in soccer and someone who's good in chess to have the same platform to express their talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you emphasize the importance of life skills alongside talents.
Yes.
Let's talk about communication. Why is effective communication so vital for personal growth and career success?
Oh, communication is a very important tool, Abigail. Mm-hmm. Very important tool. I always say to people, who do you talk to?
Yeah.
This is the question that now matters these days. Who do you talk to? Because there's a study which showed that 90% of the people end up as their friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are, there's a common saying that says a good apple among bad apples will also become what? Also become bad.
Bad.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So who do you talk to is the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
So who are you spending your time communicating with? And what are you guys communicating about? Mm-hmm. Is this something that really grows you, or is something that is just taking your attention and making your mind too busy for you not to focus on self-meditation? So communication is very important. I don't know. It's a broad word. I don't know if that's the way you wanted to articulate it as a question, because communication can be just talking to people. Maybe you, it's a broad word basically.
Mm-hmm.
But on the side of the topic, I think when we look at communication, we have to look at the connections you have. Are you giving yourself time when you are invited to an event? Do you give your time to interact with people who matter? To with people who are also above you, so that you can also what? Learn one or two from them.
Yeah.
Okay? It's very important. Your social, we call it social capital. You shouldn't have a WhatsApp that is just full of people who you talk from morning to evening. It's just hi.
Mm.
Time is moving. You know, you need to people to learn from people and say, okay, on this chat, if I want advice on legal laws, mm-hmm. I have this lawyer friend of mine who I can talk to.
Yes.
If I want information on medical things, I have this doctor or scientist guy who I can talk to. If I want things on career, I have this pastor or whoever I want to talk to. So who you talk to really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I can put communication.
And I'm sure it makes sense, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Very sure. Mm-hmm. So in the case of resilience, where resilience is a key skill, how can individuals develop a stronger ability to bounce back from setbacks and learn from, you know, their failures rather than being derailed by them?
Okay.
I know, because we don't like failure.
That's a very important question there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a question that if you want to sit down and answer it, it will take us the whole day. But in simple terms, I like the question because it inspired my first book.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scenario which I presented in that book. You know, when you're an author, sometimes, especially a motivational author, sometimes when you read the things that you have wrote, it's like it's teaching you back.
Mm-hmm.
So there was this scenario which I presented, and I was like, okay, let's imagine we have a soccer team, all right? They have a match, a big match today. There's going to be a very big game. which I'm also going to rush and watch now. If they have planned already about how they are going to what? To do their game plan. How, who's going to score, who's going to take the penalty, who's going to do this and this. Everybody's well planned, both teams. And they are going into the pitch with one mindset, to get out of the game being the winners, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But when they are now in the pitch, things are not going to go as they planned. You see, the plan might not work. Maybe they thought that this other guy, this other team is not going to bring a certain player, but then you find that player is in there. So that means there's a disturbance in what you planned, in what you have expected.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we can put it when we are starting our yearly resolutions. We are like a team that is planning for what? For a game in January. We don't know what is going to happen, isn't it? This is also the same with the student who's about to write their examinations. They don't know what is going to happen. All right. What we are doing is what? We know the goal. The goal is to come out of the what? Of the game being winners.
Mm-hmm.
But how we are going to do that, I have no idea. So when you are in there, the only best thing you can do, cause once the referee starts the game, there's no coming out and say we give up. You have to finish the 90
you
minutes.
You have to finish.
You have to finish. Whether you are winning or you are losing, mm-hmm. you have to finish the what? The 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So in the game now, what do you do? There's no option for giving up. But what we do is that we change the what? The game plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had an interaction with one of my friends. She wanted to do medicine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the results didn't allow her to do medicine. But what did she do? You don't change the goal. But what you change is what? Is the game plan. So, even if it's going to take you 12
quite
years for
yeah.
you to reach where you want to go, as long as you reach the goal, that's definitely an achievement. It's a success story.
Yeah.
You have managed to do it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, back to the question. When we say resilience, it has to start with the person having the idea to be enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Have the passion to say, okay, I want to achieve something and I'm going to do it no matter what it takes. Whether it's going to take me to fail one or two or three times, I'm not going to change the goal, but what I'm going to change is what? Is the game plan. So if you feel like you have discovered your talent and you want to what? To embrace on it, and you are feeling that it's overwhelming you, maybe you know that you can do it, but the pressure that is coming out of it is something that you can handle. The failure that comes of it is something that you can handle. That's when you have to program your mindset. It's a matter of programming your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone who there's a speaker, an ancient proverb, which said that, they said what? Challenges are what makes life meaningful. Overcoming them is what makes life challenges are what makes life interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Overcoming them is what makes life what? Meaningful. So when you fail, how do you pronounce a failure? Is it an opportunity to begin again more intelligently? Or is it an opportunity for you to shift to the next thing?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, it's determined by our mindset. And to program our mindset again, it needs you to have the correct communication with the relevant people who can what? Who can inspire you when you fail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how I can put resilience in there.
I used to be one of those people who never liked failing. It is something I'm still struggling with even up until today.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Having a setback,
mm-hmm.
it really puts me in such a mental state that is really bad, mm-hmm. that I really, really need to talk to myself and tell myself, okay, it's just a setback.
That talking to yourself is the thing that many people must have.
That's just the resilience.
Yes, just to say that, okay, I failed, it's fine. I'm not the first person in the world
yes.
to fail.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
Let's do it again. Let's continue. At the end, it's going to happen. There's no way you're going to continue failing.
Mm-hmm.
One day, it is going to fall in your way.
Definitely. And to anybody out there who's listening and you are struggling with resilience, please remember what Munashe just said now, that there is no way you are just constantly going to keep failing and failing and failing.
Mm-hmm.
No, at some point, it will definitely work out.
Mm-hmm.
So time management often feels like a constant struggle for many. What are some strategies that you can give our listeners to better manage their time and prioritize tasks, even with busy schedules?
I like the kind of question you are posing today. They are very relevant to majority of people.
Yeah.
And time management. What do we call time management?
The balance.
Balance.
It's not the balance of things in our life.
Yeah, the balance. Very good. Or we can say in simple terms, we can say knowing what to do at the right time.
Yes.
That's time management.
Mm-hmm.
If it's time for study, you go and study. If it's time to eat, you go and eat.
Yeah.
If it's time for church, we go to church. We praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If it's time to have a birthday, everybody celebrate. The problem is when you put a task that is not supposed to be there at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
That's where time misorientation already starts. So time management is knowing what to do at the right time. So how do you know this is the right time? It's you as a human being when you tell yourself that, okay, I have this and this and this going in my life. How can I manage everything?
Mm.
You see? Now, back to the topic to try to relate time management and talent. I like to put a mathematical, let's say equation.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, before you start to endure in a new definition, dimension of life, you want to start investing in your talent. That's a new dimension of life. Before you start, you're already defeated by life itself. You have guaranteed that the probability of failing is high compared to what? To success. Because
mm-hmm.
this is a new exposure. You don't have skills for it.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to get to understand what? The whole scenario of it. So basically, from the onset of doing something, there's higher chances of you failing than proceeding. Now, if you procrastinate, you are squaring your failure rate. Do you understand what I'm saying? So procrastination, you are squaring your failure rate. There's someone who said that, I like a saying which said that life is not too short, but we take too long to begin it.
It's true.
Life is not too short, but we take a lot of time to begin.
Mm-hmm.
And taking that a lot of time, that's what we are calling procrastination.
Yeah.
You are squaring your failure rates. All right. Now you are going to do things in a hustle. Now you are going to do things in a what? Without
in
a conscious mind
mm-hmm.
to understand the scenarios that are happening. So when you are having a talent and you know that you have other things in your life that are happening, the most important thing is to always to know that you need to set a timetable.
Mm-hmm.
If you can 4 hours in a day, how are you going to spend those hours? It's very important to just meditate on yourself. This is something many people don't actually do, but to just sit down and see, okay, the whole day has ended.
I think when we tell people to meditate, they think about the
yoga things that happen.
Yes.
Meditation, we are basically just trying to say in simple terms, give yourself time to yourself.
Yeah. Mm.
Where there's no disturbances, it's just you in the sky looking at the stars.
Yeah.
Or it's just you in a dark room. Or it's just you looking up in the ceiling early morning. Those are moments of meditation.
I like to meditate before I get into my sleep at night.
Yes.
I feel like that's the best time for me to actually give myself time, quality time, you
mm-hmm.
know, and just go into mm-hmm. my thoughts and think and plan and whatsoever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what we are talking about, meditation. It's just a moment to yourself without any disturbance. Me, I prefer sitting out and just looking in the sky or early morning.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, I look at the ceiling, and I'm just staring there thinking.
And
that moment, I'm getting answers for things that I don't have. Because when you start the day, your mind is going to be fully occupied. You are too busy.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you finish, you are tired. You just want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give yourself time to reflect on, was this day a productive one or it was the worst day?
Mm-hmm.
How did I manage my time? Did I do things that are meaningful? Did I get an extra cash in my wallet or I just pumped out money?
Mm.
That time to reflect on yourself is very important.
Yes.
Many people tend to reflect when the effects are already now showing,
mm-hmm.
which is very bad. So, yeah.
I have a housemate. Mm-hmm. When she goes in the shower, she really takes her time.
She meditates.
Yep. And then I remember this other dad's like, I'm going to ask this girl, what is her problem? Because she knows she's not using that shower and toilet all alone. So I asked her, what usually happens in the shower when you go in there? Because you just really take long.
Exactly.
And she was just like straight to the point. She was like, I think when I'm in the shower, that's the only time I think.
Yeah.
I was like, what? How do you think when you're in the shower?
Mm-hmm.
She was like, no, that is the only time I honestly like really think. Like a lot of things happen in my mind when I'm in the shower.
When you're in the shower. And
this is why
answers.
I take long.
Yes.
Yeah.
So at the end, it tells us that everyone has their unique way of meditation.
Yes.
You really, as a human being, need to discover that.
Definitely.
Like, when is my mind most proactive for things to do with myself only? Not work, not personal commitments of life, but just me in general. Mm. Yes.
Moving on to our next point. Self-confidence is the bedrock for many achievements. What are some practical steps people can take to build and maintain healthy self-confidence? And this is something I always preach on the crossover.
Mm.
Guys, let's have self-confidence because it will go a long way for you as an individual.
Yeah. I believe majority of the listeners have once one point or the other went for a interview, job interview. It can be any other interview.
Mm-hmm.
The most important skill that you need in an interview is what?
Self-confidence.
Whether even in a business meeting, you have a business partner you are trying to convince, it's all about self-confidence. Present yourself with confidence.
Mm.
And one way of showing self-confidence starts by the way you dress as a human being. How you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are meeting people, if you are working with people, just the part of how you carry yourself, it's self-confidence on its own. There's this condition called depression.
Yeah.
And it's a syndrome, actually. It's a mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the symptoms of depression is not being tidy.
Oh.
You know? Yeah, not being tidy. People who are depressed, they don't give time to make their surroundings clean. They have a lot going in their mind. They don't care about what is going to happen. Mm. So one of the symptoms that actually is used to diagnose
depression
is just looking into someone's personal surroundings, your hairstyle, how you are handling yourself, how you are moving.
Mm.
All right. So those small things, like depression, people with depression have very low self-confidence. They don't
I clean when I'm depressed. I clean. I eat.
But majority, actually, they don't have time for that.
Or maybe it depends on the severity of,
the depression.
Yeah. Because for me, it's just probably life events here and there. And then you fall into depression.
We might probably call that just life traumas.
Yeah.
Up and downs.
Mm.
But people in depression, they have chronic problems.
Yeah.
You see, they just feel like they are useless to the world. They have gotten to that point whereby they don't see them as effective as game changers at all.
Mm-hmm.
So now they don't care about anything, even themselves. You see? So self-confidence is just the skill that you just have. But how do you develop it? That's the question we should be answering.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you say that, okay, I want to develop my self-confidence? You see? One way or the other is... Me personally, I was someone who was not confident with speaking. But what made me to become confident is just telling yourself, like,
you
I want
can
to
do this.
Try. I can do this. If this one can do it, why can't I?
Yeah.
Because we are all born with 5 senses in this world.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the same mind. It's a matter of the thing that limits people between one person and another. The difference between one person and another is the mindset. How you see yourself.
Mm.
You understand? I was saying, someone can go, usually tenders. You know how tenders are done? They are done through interviews.
Yeah.
They send the best speakers. Why are they sending the best speakers? Because they know there is a power in confidence. Whether you are going to present something that doesn't have much meaningful compared to the next person, but the way you articulate that exposure just to present to the people to say you know what you are saying is the key that you have. So you need to have that skill in talent. And to engage it with talent, when you are given a platform, take it and make it yours.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't take things for granted. Take it and make it personal. Mm-hmm. And say, this is an opportunity for me. If you are invited to the regional youth games which are happening here, take it and say, it's me. I'm going to go there and what? And do what I have to do the best. So that's all you need.
You are actually encouraging me.
Wonderful.
As somebody who's always behind the mic, you know, I struggle when I'm in front of people.
Okay.
Yeah. So it has to take time for me to get comfortable.
Yes.
But it is something that I'm working on. Like you said, mm-hmm. like you have to tell yourself, like if the other person can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And the example that I've been giving, especially this year, is the example of my friend lost her husband in February.
Okay.
And she asked me to go read her message of condolence. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why? Of all the people, why me?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you can do this. And I was sitting there waiting for other people coming. So what really helped me was the late skids.
Okay.
There were three. When they went on the podium and they spoke, I was like, wow. And they were so confident. They did not break down. Nothing. It was just, and daddy was a nice person and daddy did this. I'm like, wow, you can do this. And I went on that podium. I read that message with so much confidence.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I told myself, I think moving forward, you really need have to, you need to tell yourself that if the next person can do it, you can also do it, to be honest.
The best motivation is self-motivation. Just telling yourself that I can do this.
Yes.
I actually can do it.
Yes.
If this one is done, it was different between me and them.
Mm-hmm.
We both have five senses.
Mm-hmm.
We both have a brain that is responding to neurons the same way.
Yes.
So what's different? The only limiting factor is how we see ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see yourself as a great person, you also walk like a great person.
Mm-hmm.
You also present yourself like a great person. You also interact with great people
because
that's where you what? You fit in.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So self-motivating, just telling yourself that I'm the best of my own capacity. You can do this. Then, yeah, let's do it.
Yes, because I feel like also with confidence is the sickness of always undermining ourselves as individuals.
Yeah.
And I've fallen victim to that very many a times.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm getting there. I'm getting there, you know, telling you are the best and you can do
it. And you can do it. I remember there was a time I had an examination. It was one of those hard modules, you know?
Yes.
Those traumatizing modules that just takes modules. Your happiness whenever you hear
My
about
goodness.
That. I went in the bathroom and I just looked in the mirror and I said, Menashe, this is the chance you've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
This is the chance you have to what? To show that you mean business.
Mm-hmm. You're not here to play.
And there's something that is called fear, which we might also, look into, because fear is actually the main thing that eats up people's self-confidence.
Yes.
You know, there's that fear that you have when you're going in an exam.
Mm-hmm.
Just to fear of the unknown. You studied, you spend the whole night studying,
mm-hmm.
but you just feel like you're not prepared.
Yeah.
Because you fear the feeling of failing. You know, so sometimes that meditation is important. So just to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself that, okay, this is the moment. Why am I here? Okay,
yeah.
Try to answer the question. I have come from all the way to this point now. Isn't this what I wanted? Then yes. Then if this is what I wanted, what am I going to do with the opportunity? Let me utilize it.
You reminded me of this other module that it had a lot of repeaters.
Okay.
It was a difficult module. It's not even a joke.
Yes.
So I remember asking myself like, yo, are we going to pass this module? Looking at these people who are, you know, returning to Cambry, do this module.
Yes.
And then I remember the day when we went to go write the exams, I told myself, okay, you are not those people.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know why they failed. You don't know why they had to repeat the module,
mm-hmm.
but You might pass. You don't have to repeat this module. I went to go write that module and I got 51.
Yes.
I was like,
I'm done with it. It's done.
Good riddance. I never even felt bad. Like,
yes.
I passed that module with 51.
Yes.
It's That's done. How difficult that module was. Very, very difficult.
I see.
Now let's move to our next point. We look, it seems like, time is not with us. We have 17 more minutes. It's crazy how I am not even feeling the time today. Are there other essential life skills that you believe are particularly important in today's rapidly changing world?
Let's talk about self-control.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that you moved in Windhoek in 2019.
Yeah.
And you had the capacity to say, I want to do this, I don't want to do this. But that's what we call self-control.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about self-control, we are talking about how do you get to the point of developing self-control. First of all, as a human being, you need to understand where you are going, where you are coming from, and where you are going.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding your background is the fuel for where you are going. If you don't know, if you don't have the capacity to distinguish between your life of someone coming from, let's say, underprivileged background,
mm-hmm.
and you have a friend coming from a privileged background, and you get lost in the moment
mm-hmm.
to become overexcited over unnecessary things, it leads to problems.
Yeah.
So self-control is much natured when someone has the capacity to understand about their background.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you coming from first? What is the situation at home?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How has the situation been like for previous generations? And then you say, what do I want to make a change out of? If you understand that you have purpose in your life, you know what to do and what not to do because you have a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
People who usually lack self-control are people who don't have a vision. You know, there's a difference between a vision and a mission.
Yes.
A vision is seeing yourself at the what? At the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But a mission is answering the question like, what do I want to do with my vision? What's my mission when I get money?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to be splashing money so that everyone can see me? Or I'm going to be one of those people who are going to do philanthropic work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for you to understand your background and to understand your vision, to understand your mission, for you to have self-control, to know what to do and what not to do.
And self-control is very important, guys. I hope we are listening, and we are just not listening, but we are also learning something.
Yeah.
I gave that particular example of, you know, me moving here,
mm-hmm.
and you now mentioning self-control, I am also relating to it.
Okay.
Because I don't know if this is the vision now or the mission. I think it's the vision. So the vision was, you are here for studies.
Yes.
And you want to complete these studies in the 4 years.
Yes.
Not less, not more.
Not more, yes.
4 years.
4 years.
And that's the game plan. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get to now getting this degree in the 4 years?
In the 4 years.
Self-control.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You avoid anything that is going to interfere with the goal of doing the degree in 4 years.
Exactly.
Not more than 4 years, but 4 years.
Yes.
So thank you for that point.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So how do talents and life skills work together to create a truly fulfilling future?
Okay. Talent is an inborn gift, but mm-hmm. what natures is that life skills? The life skills we have been discussing about, like time management, communication, self-control, those are the life skills that nature what? Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you spice it up with education, you become an unbeatable person.
You excel.
Because education is going to make you get that literacy that you need to deal with people when you go to the what? To the higher market.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I can put it like that.
Can you give an example? I thought you needed a moment. Okay. But can you give an example of how a specific talent combined with a particular life skill led to a remarkable outcome?
Okay.
Mm. Sorry for that.
All right, no problem. We have been talking too much.
We are almost done.
We have been talking a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
So you said an example of where a life skill,
a specific talent combined with a particular life skill, led to a remarkable outcome.
Seeing as they all need managers, what is the purpose of a manager?
To lead an organization to its vision.
Yes.
Is it the mission or the vision? No,
yeah, we call it the vision, okay?
The vision.
So a singer is a talent.
Yeah.
But to know how to do the business, you need a manager. Someone who's well-educated, who did marketing. Someone who did entrepreneurship. Yeah, someone who did what? Entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So that's the best example I can give. Like, whenever you have a talent, you need some management.
Somebody with a skill.
Yes.
All right. I see now it's becoming tough now. It's becoming difficult for you, but we are almost done. So for parents or educators who are listening, how can we encourage children and young adults to explore their talents and develop these crucial life skills from an early age?
Take time with your kids, you know.
Yeah.
Have that time to see, to analyze. Let's not too busy for our kids. Let's analyze what they like to do. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we can see that, okay, this child is good at singing. Let's now try to put them in that what? In that direction more.
Mm-hmm.
And we invested together with education.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yeah.
So is there a final thought or message you'd like to leave, with our audience when it comes to embracing their talents as well as, building life skills for a truly fulfilling future?
Okay. What I can say is this. A talent is a inbuilt gift and we need to nurture it.
Mm-hmm.
And once we nurture it, we'll get the reap out of it. You see? So it's very important for everyone to self-motivate themselves and set up that pace so that we can all what? We can all succeed in our talents.
Well, I've kept you so long. I'm actually surprised you have copped all this long until the end where the throat is there. We can't do this anymore, any longer. But, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You know,
very
for
much.
Coming through and, having this conversation.
Yes. It was a very interesting conversation.
Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. I believe that, somebody out there will, you know, pick a thing all too.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for coming through, Menashe. We also have a silent guest here. Well, she said she doesn't want to come on the mic. She promised next time. So yeah, we will wait for her, to come through next time. So with that being said, let me just, say lead my people out so they can go. And, I will see you that is on the other side with my goodbyes. Here is Phil Collins on this one. That goes like true colors. That's why I love you. Don't be afraid. Let them show. Thank you. It is 5 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. Sounds of Phil Collins in the background on this one titled The True Colors. And of course, this is where I say my lovely, lovely goodbyes to you, leaving you in the hands of Hende. That is from the hour of 6 o'clock, where he will be with you guys on the Eagle Spot Zone from 6 until the hour of 8 o'clock. From me, Abigail, is goodbyes, leaving you with the sounds of Tevin Campbell with a song titled Always in My Heart. Till the other Sunday, not this coming Sunday, I will not be around. So I will see you the other Sunday, which is the 27th. Yes, it's going to be the 27th of July. That is the Sunday we are going to be together, right? Bye bye. Just tell me on the hill, they can tell you they know what's in my heart. What do they get from telling you that I don't give a damn about you? Just tell me why the hell somebody wants to tear your heart apart. Oh, why do them people have to tell you lies? I know. I love you more than words could ever show. I can't explain why do some people have to be that way. I can't take much more. Yeah.
Super bargains await you at USAVE, where you pay for the product and not the brand. Pay only $26.99 Namibian for 400 milliliter of Dawn hand and body cream. $36.99 Namibian for 1 kilo of Mama's washing powder. 750 milliliters Captain dishwashing liquid costs only $18.99 Namibian at USAVE. And large Sona bath soap, just $12.99 Namibian. USAVE. We all save at USAVE.